good, everybody? It's your boy, O'Shea Duke Jackson, back at it again with another episode of The Celebrity Junk. And guys, this one is a little bit kind of confusing, right? And it's extreme. And let me just say this. I know there are people out there wanting to help thoughts, wanting to help drug addicts, wanting to help all these different type of people in America, right? And I understand that. But some stuff is too extreme, right? And I'm going to talk about this, right? We all heard about OnlyFans.com. And OnlyFans is a place where, you know, a lot of people are going on there, you know, men and women. But, you know, primarily the women are going on there, you know, doing things that are, you know, that could be called intimate, right? And so this guy is really pissed off at ladies like this. And it's not that he's a misogynist or anything. The issue is he wants them to stop being an online sex worker, okay? So what he does is websites like OnlyFans, you know, wherever women might sell their personal stuff, Patreon is another place that you can do this. This guy's name is King Wilhelm, right? And what he says is he's a former pimp from Chicago. Stop the show. I'm gonna talk to Sinful to P and see if this nigga's legit. He probably is a nigga that, you know, downloaded some hoes on Google Images or whatever and then started saying that he was a pimp. Probably still a virgin. But anyways, because no former pimp would do nothing like this. But anyways, he has started a social media movement to abolish sex work, right? And we're gonna go ahead and read his Twitter. Dating music!
Father to a teenage daughter. Educator, former pimp and drug dealer turned community leader, restaurant owner and landlord. I'm anti-sex work!
Spreading positivity. Stop the show. I want to go back to that comment. Former pimp and drug dealer. From what I understand, real pimps don't sell drugs. And drug dealers don't pimp. That, but, you know, that's just what I've been told. I don't know. I was in church! Amen. I was in the choir stand, so I don't know nothing about this. Dating music!
So check this out, y'all. I created a fake page and went undercover as a simp. And let's just say these ones were about to learn a lesson about participating in online sex work.
Hashtag abolish sex work, hashtag end OnlyFans, hashtag OnlyFans, hashtag buy nudes. Dating music! He also says,
I'm a father.
Actually, don't give me dating music. Give me the church music. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm a father, a community leader, and a businessman. Just like any other man. I used to be a part of the sex industry, so I know how nasty and unforgiving sex work is. That's why I hate it so much. My methods are extreme, but they work. I've had multiple girls delete their content.
So, what's happening is, this brother is spending his money downloading their pictures, screenshotting their pictures, and then he finds their parents, their fathers, their mothers, play cousins, and then he sends them this information. Like, dating music!
Hey, are you Mr. OnlyFans' daughter?
Actually, you know what? Yes. Stop the show. Do it again. Dating music! And give me some typing going on in the background.
Yes, this is Mr. Simp. Your daughter is twerking it up on OnlyFans. I thought you should know.
Send message. So that's what he's doing, right? And he believes that, you know, if he does this, he's going to stop girls for selling their stuff online, right? And there's evidence, if he's posted screenshots of them, like, responding to this, right? And let's play some more dating music or sad music. This is the girl, right?
Hey, dude, why the F did you send those pictures to my dad? What the F is wrong with you? Are you effing insane? Oh, my God, I'm gonna cry. Why would you do that? Seriously?
No response.
Dot, dot, dot.
He got...
No! Response.
She got...
No! Response.
Hey, dude. You need to effing reply to me, like, right now. Dating music.
LOL. I just thought your dad would like to see what his innocent baby girl did for money on the internet. I know it broke him.
Stop. I can't do it.
I know it broke him to see his princess spread wide open. Hashtag about a sex work.
Sad music. I'm going to the cops. You're sick, bro. Oh, my God. I'm about to lose it.
Why would you do this?
Dating music.
Going to the cops and tell them what exactly? LOL. Dummy.
I added that part.
I paid for your news and sent them to your dad. That's not a crime. Once you sell them to me, they are my property. I can do with them as I please. I know your parents and decided to expose their baby girl. Let this be a lesson learned. Sex work is filth.
Sad music.
Who the hell are you? Seriously, dude? Who are you and how do you know me? How did you find my parents? You are effing up my entire life. I'm sure you broke some type of law.
Stop the show.
I'm sure you're stupid because you don't know what the laws are because you're too busy twerking, so you didn't know.
Okay.
I'm sure you broke some type of law we've been for. Something, oh my God!
Oh my goodness. Dating music!
Nope. I broke no law. Let this be a lesson to young women doing online sex work.
Church music! Stop selling your bodies. Go to school. Go to get a job. Do it the right way. Go to church. Put God first and change your life, young lady. If it makes you feel any better, I didn't look at your news.
What?
Stop the show. Lies! Church music! I didn't care about them. I only did this to expose the dangers and nastiness of
You're welcome.
Sad music! I'm crying! I'm so hurt! I don't know what to do!
I hope, whoever you are, I hope you die a horrible death! Burn in here, you piece of crap! Trying to make some extra cash for just that reason. I'm done with everything. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Church music! I broke you? Good. Now that you're done with online sex work, Would you leave me? I'm sorry. Satati, wait. Wait. Go back. Go back. Spin that back. Rewind. Church music! I broke you. Good. Now that you're done with online sex work, would you like to work at my restaurant? Here's the info on your mother. Here's the info on your father. Your church is located. I will share your videos and pics with your family and church. And I know, and you know it's a matter of time before I found out where you work. Oh my God, this nigga's crazy, bro. I'm crying. Please stop. How do you know this? Please, I'm begging you. Church music. In your next video, get on your knees and beg me to expose you. I want you to beg like you never begged before, and then delete all of your online sexual content. All of it! I have all the info I need. Your choice. Sad music. My heart is beating out of my chest. I'm literally about to off myself. My anxiety can't take this. Please stop. Reply with a video begging right now. I'm horrified. I don't want to live anymore. I was already blank before this. Church music. Now delete all your contents and I will chill. I want you to do better and be better. Blank is not the answer. I can help you leave blank work and turn your life around. I did you and you can do it. You're beautiful without taking off your clothes with creepers. Fight for a better existence, baby girl. All right, number one. This dude is crazy. Okay. This dude is crazy. Number one, they do this because... And I do know that some ladies are in school, right? I get it. And this is a way to make money. Cool. You might not agree with it, but they're not going to stop. All right? They might delete it, and then they might come back with not showing their face, wearing wigs, wearing glasses. They're going to come back and get their money on. All right? They're going to come back and get their money on. And you have broken the law. All right? And if you were ex-pimp, you know you cannot save thoughts, bro. You cannot save them. You can do everything. You cannot save them. You cannot save them. You cannot save hoes, bro. You can try everything, but you cannot save them. I don't think you was no former pimp. I think you a simp. All right? So, you know, what you doing, I hope they arrest you because you crazy. I mean, it is kind of funny, though, what you were doing, but it's hilarious. Like, who does that? And it just goes to show you that you don't really, you have that much time to do this, find out whose people's information is. Like, come on, bro. Like, that's beneath you. You know what I'm saying? It's probably not beneath you, but you're a bum. All right? Just stop. So, anyways, it was funny, you know, but they're going to lock you up. You're going to jail. No doubt about it. You know, that you're going to jail. So anyways, guys, what do you think? It's your boy, O'Shea Duke Jackson, back at it again with another episode of The Celebrity Junk. These dudes are crazy. Make sure you check me out. Go to my first comment pinned to the top, patreon.com/NegroManosphere. Check me out there. Check us out on Patreon, right? All the information is there at the top. Black Men in Purple t-shirts. And let me give a shout out to a very special person. Drum roll, please. Love Sheet Shawty YouTube channel. That is my boy. You know what I'm saying? Duval in the building, man. Duval in the building. Man, just kicking it. Like I said, my brother had a new video, man, on the Jordan Retro 10 Westbrook custom paint job, right? So he went on ahead and did that. Want everybody to go check that video out, right? It's one of the newest videos that he just did. And tell him that O'Shea Duke Jackson sent you, man. He has a good channel, restoration of shoes, gaming, and all that stuff. So you're gonna definitely like that. Tell him that your boy sent him. And as you know, the buffoonery remains at an all-time high. I'm out.